at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. We're just getting underway, and I'm speaking with Bill Donald, who is president of NCBA. Bill, give us a little bit of a preview of what's going to go on here as we go over the next couple days.
Well, this is the meeting which a lot of planning is done, both for the programs on the checkoff side with all the different committees, the beef safety, nutrition, all those committees will be talking about upcoming projects for the 2012 year and what sort of authorization request they're going to go to the operating committee with. So it's a very important planning from that side. On the policy side of things, we're also talking about all the different issues that are impacting producers across the country, whether they be the EPA regulations or how the budgeting process is going to work, where we stand with the free trade agreements, all the different things that are impacting us from that side. So we're set interim policy at the summer conference, and then that policy will be ratified at the annual convention in February.
So really this is a place for all segments of the industry to have an opportunity to provide input into kind of the coming, the new year.
That is. This is very important for planning process. This is an integral meeting in which it isn't nearly as big as the summer conference, as the annual conference, but this is one where the committees do a lot of the heavy lifting work in preparation for the upcoming year.
How about, outside of the committee work that's going on, as you describe, there are some other activities to take place here. I think we've got a pretty interesting speaker lined up for our first general session, for example.
We do, and there's lots of things that are going on. Herman Cain is going to be the speaker for the opening general session, presidential candidate, innovative, interesting person. I think there's going to be some real insight to be learned there by listening to Mr. Cain. There's also going to be different programs, and opening general session is going to be interesting. And then we go on, and we have the board meeting on Thursday morning, which a lot of these will be ratified, and those are the things that really make the convention worth coming to.
How about just a note on long-range plan? Is this an opportunity to kind of look at how that's going?
We are going to have a long-range plan update. As you know, we came up with a long-range plan, adopted that at our winter meeting last year in Denver. And at this meeting, we're going to have a progress report. How are we doing in various aspects of it? And what do we need to do? What do we need to change? For example, the demand index, we've already met the demand index target. So we're going to look at maybe updating that to keep it current, make sure that we're doing everything we can. We don't want to have goals too easily reached. We want to have some stretch goals, and we want to make sure that we're following that long-range plan and going down that road.
Any other words you might have as we look at going into this session for our cattle producers out there?
Well, one thing I'd like to convey to cattle producers out there is that through our conversations with the officer team of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the officers with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have been in close contact. We have made a lot of progress as far as working together. We are viewing this as a partnership. We're treating it like a partnership, and we're treating each other like partners should be treated. And I think one thing that I want all people that pay into the checkoff to know is that the accountability that NCBA views for the expenditure of those dollars, we take extremely seriously. We want everything to be as right as we can get it, and we want to make sure that people have trust that their dollars are spent wisely.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Looking forward to the next couple days here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. That's Bill Donald, president of NCBA. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.